Welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad Program. Well, many of you remember me from the San Francisco area, and others remember me from when I was on this very station with Mount Shasta Magic. Well, since I'm no longer in Mount Shasta, I'm in Eugene, Oregon. I changed the name to the Judith Conrad Program. So all of you out there listening, and I know that there are many of you, I honor you, and I honor you as being visionaries and spiritual and well-being healers, all of you potential for healing the planet. And that's what we're about here right now. Because coming up at Valentine's Day, about the 13th and the 14th, the moon is coming into the seventh house. Well, you remember the song Aquarius? When the moon comes into the seventh house and Jupiter moves into Mars, there will be peace on the earth. Now, many of you are not feeling like peace on earth. You're feeling pretty rattled. You're pretty fragile. You're shaky, some of you. And others are just in your element. And I just honor all of you. So why are so many people in chaos? Well, what I'm feeling is that they're throwing out a lot of the dysfunctionality, and they're ready to achieve peace that passeth all understanding. And the energy is so high right now. Have you gone to any meetings recently? Well, today I went to two of them. And the energy was so high, I could barely keep my feet on the ground, keep my butt in the chair. It was so high. And so what is required here is to remain very, very centered. Jupiter, of course, is expansion, and then Mars is the energy. So there's an expansion of win-win. People are winning in their lives, and I just want to honor all of you. So here we go with high energy. And, of course, this program is a call-in program. So after I talk just a short time, then I'm going to open the phones up. At the end of the program, I'm going to bring in a dear friend of mine, Catherine Fenwitter. We're going to talk about a little bit about heart math, living in your heart. And so that's the schedule for today. If you want to call in after just a short time, I will open those lines up, and I would encourage you to call in. So for those people who've never heard of me, and there are probably a bunch of you out there, I have been doing spiritual work since 1984. I came from a background of high school teaching. And, you know, that's pretty conservative in relation to the work that I do, and I call myself a coach for all reasons. As I scan through the number of programs here, there are many modalities. And the majority of them I've either studied, worked with, energy-wise, healing-wise, and if I haven't, then I've interviewed the people who have. I've interviewed what I call celebrity visionaries, and when you call in, I'm going to treat you like you are a celebrity visionary, because I feel that everyone has a genius within them that they're ready to bring forth. And boy, oh boy, you betcha, that's my job. I love to help people to establish a business around what they passionately love to do, whether it's carpentry, woodworking, whether it's ceramics, whether it's channeling, whether it's tarot, whether it's astrology, coaching, you name it. I love to help you set up a business, and yet I go the full gamut of the intuitive channeling myself. And I help market people's businesses. And we do meditations. Sometimes we're going to be doing meditations on this program. So you, the celebrity visionary, I welcome you to the program today. Well, we have I always use the tarot cards. Why, you may ask? Because I don't need them. I love to be able to describe the visuals. When I was very young in Minnesota, we did not have television. Yeah, that was a while back. Can't even imagine that, some of you younger people. And we would listen to the radio, and I would imagine, and you could get into this pretend and imagine, and I think that's where my intuitive comes from, because I had to stretch my imagination to be able to visualize with the gifts that I had, and I couldn't quite fathom what it was all about at that time. And since studying, I've learned what that all meant. And some of you are just beginning to wake up. Some of you have been awake for many, many years. And there are many of us who are the transition teachers. We're here to help you discover what is this that I'm feeling. I'm feeling warm, I'm hot, I'm feeling, and these aren't hot flashes. These are energies that are coming in, and we've got the extraterrestrial energy coming in, we've got the ascended masters, you know, coming from Mount Shasta. That was pretty much the center of the Lemurian energy. And, of course, the city of Talos underneath Mount Shasta was pretty well known. And people would come on quests to Mount Shasta to discover that higher energy. And now, I don't think you have to go any place other than into deep meditation. I call it spelunking. I love that term. To spelunk, excuse me, into the inner depths of who you are. And the cards reflect that today. The first one is of the major, we have three major arcana out of four. And when you have the major arcana, that is the major, those are the major things that are happening in your life. So every one of you listening out there, you are about to catapult into something huge. And so the number eight of the major arcana is called adjustment. The word, for me, doesn't make too much sense, but can you visualize this Libra person? She has a mask on, so she's going deep within. Remember I said spelunking? She has her sword of truth, and it's buried in Mother Earth, and she's balancing on that. You're balancing on your sword of truth with Libra, which is equal Alpha, Omega, and I want you to just remember that if your energy, if the energy is bashing you around from one place to the other, I want you to get into that place of centeredness and balance on whatever your truth is. Now you say, I don't have a clue what my truth is right now. Well, if you don't know, then just the truth of the matter is I'm just here in the now. That's all you can do. Or you can say, I am Judith, or whoever, whatever your name is, and you're balancing on that energy. The second card, number eight, of the minor arcana. Now, the minor arcana is what happens day to day. And that is the Eight of Wands spiritually. There's a rainbow, and the rainbow, can you imagine a full rainbow in bright, vivid colors? All of these colors are just sparkling, and each one of them represent a facet of whatever you're about. And the card, the name of the card is Swiftness. Now, with that rainbow, that for me, that represents your vision that has come together in a kaleidoscope of all facets of your business, of your life, of your relationship, or whatever that is. And underneath that are lightning bolts. As soon as you put your sword of truth down, and you get the vision and the purpose of what you're here for on this planet, it doesn't make any difference how immense or how small. You are a puzzle piece for what wants to happen. And if you are fiddling around and you're not really on purpose, you're not on track, and you're not sure where you're going, I would love to get a call from you and really help you get going on this. And I'm intending that you get that during this hour, either from myself or the people who are going to be calling in. The third card is the number 11 of the major arcana. It's called lust. Now, people giggle when I say lust because it has a different meaning, a different connotation. Well, lust means, it comes from the French word lustre, which means light. And so here we are being in our light, and this woman is reclining on the back of a lion. Okay, Leo the lion has no head. It's replaced with masks. And she's handled all of those masks, all the facades that whoever she thought she was, or you, whoever you thought you were, and there you are just illumined in all of your glory. And you're reaching up for something higher than you've ever reached for before. So my question for you, all of you who are listening out there, because I want to do the same thing that they did for me when I was a little girl listening to the radio. What is it that you're reaching for? Or what is it that you're here to reach for? Yeah. you are here for a purpose, and we chose to be here in this time of transformation. And isn't it exciting? I'm just, you know, I wouldn't be here at any other time. Of course, in a past lifetime, I know I was here, and I did many other things. I don't think I was as serious as I was right now, or as funny, or having as much fun. What do I know? Okay, last card is the Empress. And the Empress is passion. And the compassion is, I mean, the compassion is just opening to that higher part of yourself with such compassion. So that's all I have to say about those cards. They're pretty good cards. I'm going to put those aside. And maybe if you have a question about these and you want to call in about this, that would be perfect. And I guess everyone is hearing me out there. I really hope they are. And I guess we could open up the lines for a call now. You have the numbers up there, and you can read them on, because if you're listening to this radio program, you are on bbsradio.com, and the numbers 888-228-4494, and you have a whole series of numbers that you can call in on, 530-776-5154. And what I would like to propose is, if you would like to call in and pose a question, then I will pull a card for you and everyone else who is listening. If you're listening to this program, whatever I'm speaking to one person is relevant for everyone out there. So as soon as a call comes into the studio at bbsradio.com, then they will tell me that I have a call, and I will open the line for that. So you go ahead and call those numbers that are on the front of the website, and you will get Judith Conrad, and I am a coach for all reasons, intuitive mentor, and I have my cards ready to go. Yes. So I am actually opening them up a little sooner than I had anticipated, and if someone calls in, that's just fine. What has come to me recently is, because there are so many layoffs, people losing their home, they're losing their cars, many people are looking at alternative ways of earning money. Well, to tell the truth, many of the people who have lost their jobs, I would care to intuit that they were probably not too happy with their careers. And they weren't too happy with the way they were treated. Now, some of you have lost careers that you absolutely loved. And very much like when I was in Mount Shasta, I said, I love Mount Shasta. I love the mountain. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And I don't mind the snow. And yet Spirit wanted me to move. Do we have a call coming in? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there, Judith.
And who do I have here?
This is Julianne.
Hi, Julianne. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I don't think I can have my speakers on the same time I'm talking to you.
Well, I don't know, but as long as you can hear me and I can hear you, we're doing just fine.
That's great.
All right. So, Julianne, how may I serve you today? What particular, you have a particular question?
Oh,
or
my
would you
gosh,
like
I have millions of questions, but I guess I should focus on one.
Okay.
I guess work. We're, you know, we have our own business, and we haven't had hardly any work over the last 6 or 8 weeks, a downside on the construction company's own. And so
okay.
I need some direction.
Okay, very good. Okay, so, and I'm aware of you. I know, for the benefit of those people out there who are listening to the program, I consider Julianne a friend. I've met her. I've only been in Eugene for a few months, maybe 4 months, and I met Julianne immediately when I came into town, and I consider her a professional businesswoman and a very intuitive one at that. Okay, so Julianne, you're still here with me?
I am.
Okay, so I pulled a card for you, and it's a fabulous card. Now, I want you to buy this hook, line, and sinker.
Okay? I will.
Okay, this is the Wheel of Fortune. And I want you to visualize that there's a wheel, a wagon wheel, And in the center of this wagon wheel is a hub. Now, what you're best at, you are a communicator, you are a catalyst. And I'm feeling that you're concentrating primarily on the physical plane of doing physical work and logistical work. What I'm feeling the next step for you, and that's for anyone who is listening at this very moment, is I want you to expand out into, just a minute there, I've got a message coming through here. Expand to some kind of consulting where you're helping, because you're so resourceful. And right now we need people who have their finger on the pulse of different organizations, agencies, of how they can be assisted. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So let me repeat that, because I want to make sure you and everyone out there listening, you're going to be, the Wheel of Fortune is turning. You're going to find something very, very soon. It's so close, it's almost exploding in your face, and it's going to be okay. However, in the bigger picture, this is Jupiter. This is a Jupiter card, which is expansive. It is thinking more in a larger, not just locally, of thinking of something, and it's not here yet, and it's about pulling together all of those skills and talents that you have. And your main skill is communication. And I've watched you. When you work a room, it's like you work a room. You are aware of everyone in the room. You know what they're doing, and you're a facilitator. And if I could recommend someone hire this woman, if they wanted to, how could we create a job out of that? That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's what I
want to
know.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Okay, so let's put that out. We're going to buy this hook, line, and sinker that you have someone who has been observing you. And they need your skills and talent. And they're looking for you.
Well, I'm right here.
I'm giving you two of your main skills, and number one is communication, and number two is managing energy in a room. Now, I don't know. Let me think. Who and what? Where would you go to find a job with that? Other than starting your own career, and I know you've started other careers of your own. You're very good at startup, and I'm feeling that you would be very good at working with people one-on-one or in a group.
Okay.
With kind of like I do in a coaching situation. Have you ever considered that?
No, I haven't.
Because this is it's starting to come through, you know. So with the Wheel of Fortune, Jupiter, I believe that if you would set up and just, you know, for a couple people very close to you, just say, listen, I'm going to start up this. I'm just going to help you do whatever. Today, in any of the meetings and places you went, was there anyone that said something to you? If I could only.
I did book one appointment today to help a woman organize her house, which is what I do. I organize for people.
Okay, very good.
So
you organize their home. Can you help organize their business?
Yeah.
Okay. There are many people who are in startups who could use the experience that you have in their startup. You could help them market. You could help them find places to network. And they would pay you.
Ah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
That's what people pay me for.
That's crazy. Thanks, Judith.
I would rather have you. I just want, you know, because you called in to me today, I would really like to say, if I saw someone coming towards you and wanted to hire you instead of me, I would say, go for it. You go over there to Julianne.
Oh, well, I don't think I can do what you do.
Yes, yeah. See, everyone does things differently. You've got the Wheel of Fortune sitting here, and it's turning, and it's got three figures on the. Let me expand this a little bit more, because Julianne, being the first one, you get a little more time here. It's on the top of the wheel is the Sphinx. Because you're a great observer, just like the Sphinx. Now, how many people out there, if you would just take time to observe what is available for you in your new career. The second one is the golden monkey of wisdom. You're very wise. You're playful in your interaction. And then the bottom figure is that of the crocodile. The crocodile is one who can wipe away any negativity.
Hmm. Okay.
So I gave you a lot of information.
Yeah, you did.
Would that it would have been recorded, but I'm sure we can get a copy of this from the station. Because, of course, when I bring this information through, I don't know where it's coming from, and I just let it come through. And I do think that you would be very good helping other people with their business.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, Joanne.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That leaves the line open for anyone else who'd like to call in. And, yeah, if you're listening to this and you're considering starting up a business, yeah, I use my intuition with my business. And this lady who called in, I mean, she's fabulous at what she does. And I'm just very clear that that this is something that she would be able to do easily. Okay. So, like I said, the lines are open if you'd like to call in. And you have the numbers right there on the screen. Let's give the direct line, 530-776-5154. So as looking at, and I'll just keep talking until someone calls in. We're looking at the skills that people possess, whether they're known or unknown. Now, sometimes we don't realize, I never realized that when I was looking at my career change that I had the intuition that I have now developed. I mean, it was there. And who knew that I was going to be on the radio, on television? And so here I am, and I want to help more and more people. So is there someone on the line here?
Yes, hello.
Hello, who do I have on the line?
It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Montana.
From Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. Is it cold there in Montana?
Sort of, yes.
Sort of. Do you listen to BBS radio a lot?
Yes, I have a talk show also.
Oh, very good, Lynn. I love it. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Well, so
thank you.
So what time is your talk show?
It's on Saturday, every other Saturday at 1 p.m. on Station 1.
Very good.
That's actually what I called about, what the next step is that you see for the soul activation process.
Okay, so I'm shuffling my cards, and I'm thinking about you, Lynn, from Montana. And I am shuffling. I'm going to stop. I'm going to drop the cards and see what card comes up. The next step for you is the Queen of Cups. This is a card of mastery, Lynn. And it shows the queen behind the veil. So you're every other week. And what I'm seeing is that you're about ready to let that veil drop so that more people can see you, hear you. Are you on television also?
No, not yet.
a little hesitancy there. What I'd like to encourage is because I see you on television.
Thank you.
And I see this every other week, and I'm going to say that this is what Spirit is saying, every other week nonsense. Every week. What's the hold up for getting it every week? Because it's like you're half committed to really put, being of service out there. And anyone who goes on the radio, especially on internet radio and any place, it is about being of service.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So
I developed a wonderful new service, and I want to get it out there.
You betcha. So with the Queen of Cups, she's behind the veil. She's ready to drop the veil. That would be you, Lynn. And she's reaching down and touching the stork. The stork is about, the stork brings the baby. And the baby is what's being birthed here, your new persona of who you are. And I'm feeling you're behind the veil. You're afraid to really show the world what you're about. And I would like to say, knock it off and let's get out there. Can we do that?
All right,
Lynn.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for.
All right.
Thank you. Blessings.
All right. Blessings to you, Lynn, from Montana. All right. That leaves the lines open for anyone else who'd like to call. So, this is someone who's got a lot of talent and is ready to expand. And I see her not only on radio but on television. And her skills. That's what we're looking at. Her communication skills, her people skills, any artistic skills are ready to be brought forth. So if you're listening to me right now, that's also for you. I used to, when I was on KEST in San Francisco, I used to say, okay, pick a number from one to however many calls we thought we were going to get during that hour. And sometimes I would get up to 12, one time I got up to 20. I mean, I was really cooking then that day. So the first caller, it was about creating something that is more expansive than where she is right now. And the second caller is about dropping the veil and expanding. So who do we have online now?
Yes, good evening. My name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Jim from Florida. Wow, we have quite a range of people calling in. I love this. So, Jim, how can I help you today?
Just a quick reading on if you see anything changing with my finances or with
okay.
Job.
And how are they on a scale of, just before I pull the card, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, where would you evaluate that your finances are?
Around 5.
Around 5, okay. So I'm thinking of your finances, and see, when you said 5, I was able to tap right into your energy here. So the card that I'm pulling for you is the 9 of Cups, and that's tangible happiness. What I'm seeing is there are 9 Cups. It's about internal change that will result in the external. So there are 3 ideas that want to be multiplied by 3. So I don't know what your business is, but I'm feeling it has a triune type of energy around it. In other words, there could be 3 facets. There are 3 people working together or something with 3 internally that is helping to shift the internal workings of a business, or that's going to, once you go into it deeper, there's some, I'm really feeling with 3 people, 3 components of a business or something, that it's going to quadruple. If you'll go on a retreat with the 3 people or the 3 projects or the 3 parts of whatever you're doing and really deepen what it is, and the money is part of this whole thing. What I'm feeling is that because you're evaluating that you're at a 5, I want you to start acknowledging that money is just fabulous and that you love it. And one of my friends in San Francisco, I remember, we used to wash our money. and she worked for some big telecommunication company. She got a whole bunch. So she would go to the bank, cash the check, and then she would wash it in Epsom salts. And then she would do the Nam-myoho Renge Kyo over that. And then the next day she would dry it. And then she would take 10% for her. And then she put the rest in the bank. And the bank people, I guess they just thought she was crazy. However, yeah. Well, out of that came her own business. She's now doing shamanic work. She makes a whole lot of money. And so the purpose of it is to acknowledge the money, to smell it. And what she was doing was she was taking any negativity out of money in and around her persona of what she was about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And there's something about your concept of money, a long drawn out way of getting to the answer here. Your concept of money has a lot of baggage around it. So if you can take the money, any amount, I would start out with $5 or a dollar and just really acknowledge that you're okay with that money and that you're open to receive even more.
Okay.
You're at a crossroads right now. And the money wants to come in. It's your friend, and there's part of you that is treating it like dirt.
Okay.
Somehow there's a subconscious thing that's, I don't know whether it's past lifetimes or what.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Good. Do you think I should pursue some kind of internet shopping thing on the internet? Some German guy's trying to get me in on it, but I'm just wondering if it's something I should pursue.
I got the death card. When I say the death card, what does that mean to you? When you've mentioned the German guy.
Prosperous. What, I'm sorry?
Yeah. The death card means you look at the at this opportunity, at the, just take everything right down to the core, down to the skeleton. Bottom line, what does that mean, Mr. German man? What does that mean for me, and how is it going to work, and how can it benefit, and how fast? And may I ask, Jim, how does this, is this in alignment with what you're about?
Not for
yes
the long
no.
term, but for the short term, I got to do something.
Yeah, for the long term, you're right. But right now, what I would recommend before you jump into anything, I would really do some internal work and clean up that whole stuff about money. And if it takes washing money in Epsom salts and praying over it, so be it. And to start really cooking on that. There's a book by Edwina Gaines about prosperity, and that might be a good book for you to get.
Okay, then. What was the title
again? I can't remember the title. I just know Edwina Gaines. Iris Jackson, who's on has a program on Monday at 2 p.m., she interviews her quite often. But Edwina Gaines, you can go online and probably Amazon.com, and you'll be able to find it.
Okay. Thank you, Judith.
You are so welcome, Jim. All right. You call back again next Monday. Okay. Excuse me. Before I take any other calls and do anything else, I just want to mention that any of you who are listening, that if you will email me, not call, but email me at conrad3198@comcast.net, I will send you a mini reading in the morning. I love doing this. I have several people in a class that I do this every morning. They're in Argentina, hello Marcella, and in Dubai, hello Celeste, and all over the country. And I send out, I pull a card, actually I pull it for me, and then I send it out to everybody. They email me back, I email them, we go back and forth, back and forth. It is the most fun thing I have done in forever and ever. And so I'm going to do it for free for you for 2-3 days. And if you like it, you can have me doing this. You'll have me as a coach, an intuitive mentor, 24/7. And I love to be on the computer, and this is, I have developed a way of being that supports me financially. And so I want to offer that to you for free for a couple of days. So email me at Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D, 3198, at Comcast.net. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Caller number 4. Who do we have here?
My name is Gail. I'm calling
Gail,
from Tennessee.
San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Gail or Gail?
Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And is this Gail or Dale?
This is Gayla.
Oh, Gayla.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Gayla.
Mm-hmm.
Gayla, all right,
yeah,
Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you, Gayla?
Oh, Lord, I feel like everything's falling down around my ears. Jobs,
falling down
they're trying to take my house, they send them money, they keep sending my money back to me. This bank is absolutely nuts.
Okay, you got a little accent there, I understand that. I love
they're
accents
nuts.
Like that.
I really want to
okay,
go for the juggler thing, but...
What would you like to do?
I'd like to go for their juggler vein and just make them prove they even hold my mortgage paper.
Okay. Okay, so we want to let go of all of that anger there. That just,
I'm beyond the anger.
Yeah, beyond the anger. Excuse me. So I'm going to... do you smoke, by the way?
Pardon?
Do you smoke?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because all of a sudden my throat, I mean, it's been starting to, and I'm wondering about the other people that called in, whether they smoke, because all of a sudden my throat started acting up, and so that just intuitively, I said, I better ask. Okay, so let me get a card out here and see what is the most positive we can come forth with.
Yeah.
So, Gayla, we have the 3 of Cups, which is emotional abundance.
Mm.
you got a pretty negative situation going on here.
It's a very
negative situation going on.
Yeah.
And Gayla, you are representative of many, many people out there who are, they're experiencing this.
I know.
And they don't have a clue what to do.
I know.
And so this card is emotionally, is to get some kind of energy going that's going to feel with so much love that it's going to, it's filling yourself with positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going deeper so I can see, Gayla, because I want to be of higher service to you.
I appreciate that.
There's three. Do you have three people in your life who could, and it's showing these lotus filling these three cups, which I see are three people who could possibly assist you. And I'm not seeing it so much as it financially supporting you. It is emotionally supporting you to be able to fulfill whatever financial obligations that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not going to charge you, I don't think. They're there to be of service, and I'm seeing them in some kind of an institution where they're going to be able to walk you through something that is going to facilitate something better happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the organization is. I don't know that it's a bank or where you have your mortgage. But I'm just feeling that there are three people that are around you, and they may not be your best friends, and they're definitely not your relatives.
Hmm.
There are three people that you can that just open up in the next 3 days,
okay.
And just look around and say, I wonder who Judith was talking about, who would be able to help me to get out of this financial situation.
Yeah, I'm self-employed. I'm a dog groomer.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that in lieu of the economic times we're in, buying a bag of dog food for Fifi is better than, because I really don't want to groom a corpse, you know.
So now there's an attitude about, and I realize what the economy is. I'm not making light of this. I want you to know that, Gayla.
Yeah.
Is that it's the attitude that the economy is bad, and, of course, it's showing up with your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we can turn that around, that everyone in your town cannot wait to have their dog groomed.
Okay.
And if they don't want the dog groomed, they want it trained, they want something, I want you to think of expanding the services that you do in and around animals, not just doggies and Fifi and Fido, etc. There's something about expanding what you're doing here.
Okay. Well,
so
my husband and I have actually thought about maybe starting a school to teach people to read, speak, and write different languages.
Well, good. How many languages do you speak?
Three.
Spanish,
German, and English.
Well, join my club there. That's what I used to teach, German, Spanish, and English.
Oh, really?
All four languages. Yeah,
okay.
Isn't this something? So, Gayla, you and I have a lot in common.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just acknowledge that, and you might want to consider that.
That's what we're kind of tossing around.
Well, I can give you many, many tips on that, I believe me. I looked at many careers with my foreign languages, and they didn't. That wasn't where the spirit wanted me. They wanted me in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
I guess
exciting,
there is
Gayla.
A need for that now.
You just
the Spanish
have to
card.
Spanish is very much in demand, especially in California.
Yeah.
However, Texas, and you're mobile, you could go. I want you to find, in the next 3 days, how many ways could you use that foreign languages, and then the animals, you can consider that also.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go now. So thank you so much for calling.
All right, dear, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bless you. Okay. Well, I am so excited. And again, I want to put it out to those people who are listening. If you would like to email me, conrad3198@comcast.net. and I will send you I'm going to pull a tarot card, maybe two cards, and then you email me back, and we'll have a fabulous time, and this is all for free. Okay? So I am excited about that. Well, now, I think I've got my guest online, and we're still going to be able to take some calls here. So do we have Catherine online? Catherine, we have you online? Catherine is probably there someplace. If not, then somebody else will be there to call in. How's that sound? I'm doing my radio program from Eugene, Oregon. This is Judith Conrad with, I was going to say Mount Shasta Magic, but I don't live in Mount Shasta anymore. This is the Judith Conrad program out of Eugene, Oregon. I'm on television at the local access station, and I'm here to be of service. So if you'd like to call in, you know the numbers. They're right there in front of your screen. Actually, I'm seeing a picture of Sherry Edwards there, and that's what's on my computer screen. I do the tarot. I help coach people, and I want to let you know that Julianne is also a business coach, and I'm putting that in her head. Lynn is going to be expanding her radio program to four times a month. She's going to start a TV program, and Jim is changing his whole mantra about money, that money, it loves him, and he loves money. And Gayla is going to start a second business doing foreign languages, and there you go. And so I love it, the fact that I'm being very decisive in what I'm feeling for these four people. And there's a major shift in what's happening to everyone out there. Well, if Catherine is out there waiting to get online, well, I just speak up there, Catherine, or anyone else who would like to call in. I am here with my tarot cards. Somehow this card came popping up out. I call this a jumper. It's a five of wands. That is spiritual strife. Somehow, some of the people who are listening to me have that things are turned away from center. Now, let's go back to the Wheel of Fortune that was at the beginning of the program, where everything was turned towards center, being centered. And with this card, it's leaded, it's heavy. So if we can lift up that heavy energy, and instead of turning everything away from center, we turn it towards center. In fact, I am encouraging you to meditate. I don't meditate in the normal way. I don't think it is. I have a great meditation class that I was teaching for a bit. I'm thinking of starting it up, and that is in this mystical, magical castle, the King Arthur Castle. And all of us at 6 o'clock in the morning came together at the round table. And it was so divine. Everyone then would email me afterwards, what did you feel? I mean, you're sitting in your bedroom or your living room, you're meditating at your round table in King Arthur Castle, and then you got the messages of, where am I supposed to go now? What am I supposed to do today? And you either got it intuitively, or just about everyone that I was working with had their own tarot card, same deck as I did. And what a hoot. We just had so much fun doing that. Everyone meditating together. Okay, very good. All right. So hello, Catherine.
Hello, Judith. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine. I go for you, and here you are.
Here I am, and it's so ironic. The card that you drew is exactly what's up with talking. It's pretty amazing.
This last card?
Yes, yes.
The five of wands, strife with a leaded energy and things turned away from center.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Pretty amazing.
Very good. Now, Catherine, thank you for, you know, many professionals are not willing to admit that they have, you know, most people have this persona, I'm perfect, I'm the guru. Thank you for being human.
Oh, you're more than, thank you for helping me show up more. I appreciate it.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to pull another card for you. Because that card that was just popped out, and this is the next card for you, is the Princess of Swords. There you are, in your truth. Remember, I talked about putting your sword of truth down for the rest of you people listening. Put your sword of truth down, and you're up above this dark energy, this leaded energy, and by being in your truth, you will never fail.
Oh, Thank you.
Okay, I want everyone to take a nice deep breath in that one. You're breathing in your truth. And some of you are breathing in the truth, I could never do that. And Catherine has some skills, and of course I do too, but I want to focus on her now. I want to showcase Catherine of how her tools can help anyone out there who may be in fear, may have this leaded energy, things turned away from center, you're losing your house, you've lost your job. And Catherine, what tools can you offer right now here on the radio?
What's amazing is that with the financial meltdown, it's really marking a significant change with the spiral and the global changes taking place, which means that we're being shifted away from the pursuit of self-gain at the expense of others to a more balanced system towards the care and the rights of individuals and the needs of folks. So we veered so much away from the heart that and the core values of who we think we are, of cooperation, fairness, respect, dignity for each other, that hope is fading. And so part of the work that I can offer folks, some practices are to communicate and interact with others in a loving, conscious way, to reopen our heart feeling of compassion and of gratitude and of love, to practice appreciation and gratitude for ourselves and for others down to the point of having pairs of pants to put on and breath and air that we can breathe, to decrease the drama that we have, watch our inner dialogue of the words that we say to ourselves and how we may pass our drama from one person to another, to really pay attention to that.
Excellent.
And I have more. So, I didn't know if you wanted me to take a breath and you would like to say
no, something. I want you to I don't want to go any further because we've got something right here. Because if you give 50 of them, people get nothing.
That's right.
Let's
so four powerful ones.
So let's just go back to what you just said and give me one and let's just build some energy around that because
okay.
People out there are just hungry for
right.
some solutions here.
Right. Well, feeling,
so what is your first one?
Feeling that sense of hope, and the way that we can go back to that place of hope, I believe, is returning to our breath and going to our heart with gratitude, appreciation, and love, and breathing that in. And if it's difficult to think of something that we feel grateful for or in appreciation for, perhaps we have a memory of a child or we have a memory of a pet, something that will bring us back to our level of appreciation.
Very good. Okay, so let's allow the audience out here to breathe in gratitude and be appreciative of whatever.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
and it may be as benign as a flower or a robin or something that brings a smile to our face.
Very good. Okay, so now we're in the sensory. We can feel this, can't we?
Yes, yes. And it's not so much the words that we have as much as we feel it in our hearts. When we feel it in our hearts, that's when the magic happens.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, I think everyone has got that. I've got it. I feel it. I can be in gratitude and in appreciation. Okay, the next one.
And the next one is to pray or meditate, to take time for ourselves in the morning getting up and perhaps also focusing the attention around the gratitude as we sit in silence within ourselves.
Excellent. So we've got to the hope with breathing in gratitude and in
right.
appreciation of everything, anything that we can appreciate. My printer, I can touch my printer,
yes.
My HP printer over here. I can appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
And then the next one is pray and meditate.
To reduce comparing now with the way it was, and that's huge because we are where we are right now, and when we compare the way it was yesterday or the day before, that only can bring us more distress. So being in the moment, and again, that goes to the place of our breath, where we're in the moment of recognizing that we are in the place that we are and that there are no problems, only situations. And I don't mean to sound trite if people are experiencing severe overload of what they're losing in their lives. We get down
right.
to the simplicity of being able to get our bodies in a state where it can harmonize so that we can start figuring out what to do next.
Right. Because we can't make decisions with this five of wands strike where everything is turned away from center.
Right.
Right. And we have to come back to center, and that comes through the gratitude, the appreciation, the prayer, the meditation, and not comparing to what somebody else has and how they've got it and what it was in the past.
Right, and also decreasing our drama, you know, watching our words, watching how much news we watch, watching what we read, looking at how we go to bed at night, what is the last thought in our minds as we close our eyes, and what's the first thought that we have in the morning. You know, perhaps going to bed with a heartfelt prayer or meditation that is on our lips as we close our eyes. And when we wake in the morning, we utter those words again through the prayer. So it's the way that we enter back into our life again and back into the day that will determine how our day goes.
Excellent. Well, before we go any further, I want to get the website out where people can go to the website, examine more about what you're about, Catherine. And so let's get that out right now before any more time goes by.
The website is www.2totheheartofthematter.com.
Say that again.
www.2totheheartofthematter.com.
Very good. I'll repeat that again at the end as we're closing. Because I want to make sure, you know, that gets out there. So we've given three very healthy points here. And let's go on to another one.
Well, another one is not to isolate. You know, sometimes when we're feeling so much pressure of what's happening and we may go into feeling depressed, it's important not to isolate. You know, to gather around other folks who may perhaps be going through the same thing, or perhaps volunteer our time. The importance is to get out of where we may be hiding out and to get out into the world and volunteer our services, maybe have a support group where instead of exchanging war stories, instead you're encouraging each other and you're giving people a place to talk about what's going on and then go out with solutions.
Very good. Kind of like a mastermind group or support group.
Yes.
And they are available. And I think that what I've been given here recently is that because of the way the world situation is, people who are in consulting, coaching, are going to be much sought out after, because we can help move people out of their situation. We can't actually move them, but we can motivate you and assist you. Great tips you've given to us, Catherine, and let's go on to a couple.
A couple more. Watch your sleep, because when we get sleep deprived, what happens many times when we are under so much anxiety and so much pressure that when we go to bed to have a good night's sleep, often we're not able to rest. So there may be the use of alcohol that may initially get someone to sleep, but then during the night they wake up. So
right.
To focus attention on sleep, if someone is unable to sleep, perhaps talk to their doctor or talk to a naturopath to find some ways to get a good night's sleep. Exercise is another important thing, even if it's only 5, 10, or 15 minutes, to get out and breathe the air or move your body somehow to help release some of the stress that we carry when we're under so much stress. It has nowhere
yes.
to go, so we often harbor it and it comes out as disease.
Excellent. Okay, another one.
Another one is don't blame yourself. You know, sometimes people blame themselves and they think, I woulda, shoulda, coulda done something in the past. And again, we go back to the point that we are what we are, and to have some grace and to have some wisdom and to have some empathy around the decisions that we've made instead of replaying what we could have done, because all that does is create more havoc within our nervous system and more chatter within our minds.
Excellent. So not to blame yourself, because that goes into the victim, and
right.
You know, it's somebody else's fault, and that never goes anyplace. That's like turning the energy away from center.
Yes.
Be
yeah.
responsible.
It's,
go ahead.
Yeah. And one also that's a beautiful one is write a letter from your heart to yourself, and acknowledge and offer to yourself the gentleness that you would tell a friend who was going through something that you were going through, to almost take a second position where we write a heartfelt letter to ourselves and perhaps put it in an envelope, address it to yourself, and send it and have it come in the mail. And it's beautiful to reread something that we wrote from our heart.
Isn't that great? Oh, I love that. I remember that. I went to Unity Church, and I think that was one of the things we had to do in one of our classes, and I do remember opening that envelope and thinking, oh, I wrote that? It was so cool.
Yes.
Well, let me give the website one more time before we go on. We're getting close to the end of the hour, and I want to make sure we get that back in there. It's www.totheheartofthematter.com, and the first is T-O, totheheartofthematter.com, and I just remembered I haven't given my website. And it's still www.mountshastamagic.com. My email is conrad3198@comcast.net. And remember, if you email me, I will send you a mini reading tomorrow morning, and then we can have a nice little dialogue for the next 2 or 3 days. All free. Okay, wanted to make sure I got that out there. So go ahead, Catherine.
And what else is what happens is that when we begin reducing our fear, when we start to get our system so it's more in a state of what we call homeostasis or balance, sometimes what happens is that uncertainty can start creeping into our lives, and this overshadows spaces that we once felt secure in. And then fear feels, it almost as if fear comes in and it feels a need to embrace and protect us. So if we can look at the fear, and if we can look at the uncertainty, if we can look at it with compassion, knowing that its intention is to protect us ultimately and that the outcome isn't always good, we give ourselves some softness around dealing with a shadow or dealing with a part of ourselves that may be critical.
Aha. Let's go back into that one just a second here. Of reducing the fear, and fear is there to protect us, and it leads to, there's a lot of uncertainty around that. I'm just, did I get it?
It overshadows spaces that we once felt secure in. In other words, when we have fear, it imprints. When we reduce our fear, we're imprinted in fear. There's a Buddhist saying that when we step away from our habitual attachment to running away, if we habitually reach for a cookie when we're stressed, or we habitually reach for a drink or whatever when we're stressed or when we're in fear, if we stay with that, our body has gotten so used to reaching away that when we stay with it, sometimes it's as if we're burning, which means that we're burning away the aggression, we're burning away the fear, we're burning away the resistance. And if someone feels fear, then we can stay with it, and eventually, if we stay, it will run itself through our bodies, and we can release it with
love.
We're
just out of time here. So I thank you, Catherine, for calling and for sharing with our audience, and you're brilliant.
Thank you, Judith. It was wonderful talking with you tonight. You're brilliant as
all
well.
All right. Oh, thank you. Well, I want to say to the audience, I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. And we are through and complete for this Monday. We'll see you next Monday.
Good night.